Since we don't get to go to Coachella this year.
Seven, one, two, yeah. Five. Are we doing this right?
Hell no, we're not doing
it. There's something about that music, though.
How'd you find that guy?
I didn't find it. Eric told me about him.
Oh, someone sent it to me.
Mark.
Oh,
Reveal
Steve.
It.
Steve sent it to me. MySpace Steve.
He was on Sway in the Morning, though, that we found out.
He's on Sway in the Morning?
Sway in the Morning. He was also on Whoa Kenny, where he makes the beats at his house or whatever, or his garage.
Yeah.
Chris being all loud and shit in the background, fucking our whole shit up. Thanks, Chris.
You're live. Thanks.
So, how was your guys' week?
This week went by fast as fuck, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Super fast.
There's a lot's been going
on. It's scary because next week I turn 34 and I want to turn 34.
Oh, what are we going to do? We can go. We can do something.
Look for coffins, dude. Stupid.
Bro, that's like, yeah, at least till 80. You have a good 80. Once I start shitting on myself, though, I'm done.
Once you're shitting on yourself?
If once these, like my family or Melissa has to wipe my ass, I'm out.
That happens around 34.
What the fuck? Oh yeah, you're 35.
No, but I'm saying like not accidentally or okay. You know what I mean?
Just like you just like
it's just something
like,
that happens.
That's like, something happens at night, like you're like, just drunk and you shit yourself. Type
no, not that. I understand that. That's Martin, happened to me. But I'm saying that's never happened to me.
How many times has that happened to you?
It's happened at this podcast before.
What?
You
tell us what
you thought it was a fart.
In
never
the
trust. Never
you
trust
said,
a fart.
So remember the week I came back because my stomach was upset.
You guys hearing this?
This
first
was like
memory?
Last week. That was last week.
Last week.
What the fuck?
You shit yourself on the podcast
last week?
I was peeing outside.
You thought it was a fart. You never trust a fart. Never.
And it started dripping down my leg.
Whoa!
Shut the fuck up.
So I went in my in the house to go poop, and my boxers were tore up from the floor up. So I grabbed a Rouse bag and tied them up and threw them in there, and I just dipped the fuck out before you guys came out.
And that's why you fucking ran out.
Oh fuck! Now I remember why you came. Yeah. You came out with the bag. You're like, it's ready or what? Yeah.
Oh, this was after the podcast. I mean, we're done. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I was like, you kept your composure, but yeah. I was like, nah. It was after the podcast.
That's why he was being a dick. He's like, nah, fuck that shit. I gotta go. Like, yeah.
Imagine he does this every week because every week he's like, just try to leave.
He's like, oh, no, but it was like,
always shitting yourself.
No, it was a real, like, I thought I'd be able to. You feel like you get squirted a fart out sometimes. This one just went
never
straight down my legs, and I was just like,
"Oh, dude!"
Walking
and plus
into the house,
still kind of fucked up too. Yeah. So,
is it better now?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's crazy.
I don't think it's gonna be better. I think it's age, bro. I think like my stomach.
You can't trust the fart anymore.
Not even that. It's just now I'm starting. It's weird how it just hit me.
Dude,
I can't eat certain things now.
So
yeah, it's also, just like my day's over.
You're also drinking every fucking weekend. Yeah. We're getting shit faced.
Yeah, there's that. Big time. But also, I mean, you might just not, your body might not be rejecting fucking certain foods now, like milk or some types of bread, gluten.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So, I'm listening to you now because I am lactose, dude.
Yeah.
I drank some milk the other day.
Fuck milk.
Fuck, dude. That shit fucked me up.
I was never lactose, but I just never really liked it unless I put Nesquik in it.
Dude, I fucking love milk.
But then I, like, not I recent, but like maybe Nesquik a year ago, I tried it. And then I guess for not drinking, it just made me lactose. I was like, right away.
No, it's just a normal thing that happens. Your body stops producing this protein that breaks down lactose. And this is like 90% of people.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
But yeah.
But I just don't like it too because fucking I've heard that like it's not good for you. Like one of the best marketing campaigns was Got Milk.
Yeah.
Fucking makes your bones stronger or whatever, calcium.
Yeah.
And it's just bullshit. Like we're the only fucking, like, animals, mammals, whatever you want to call us, that that drink milk from other fucking
animals,
yeah.
And you cannot milk a cat.
I usually put fucking water in my oatmeal. It tastes good. And then
I guess cats drink milk from other fucking cats because we give them cow milk.
Oh, that's right.
What?
I don't think we're supposed to, though.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You give cats
milk.
I think that's bad for him, actually.
Well, I never even heard that ever.
Well, that's like a common thing.
You never gave cats milk?
That's, wait. You give cat another, give cat,
just milk. Cow milk.
Cat's milk. Cow's milk.
Yeah.
Just milk. Yeah. But,
milk.
Yeah, cow's milk.
When they're older already?
When they're fucking kittens.
Yeah,
when they drink the mother's milk.
Yeah, I know, but you've never given them just a little bowl of milk?
Yeah. What the fuck? You never heard of that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like cats.
It's a fucking common thing, but yeah. I think it's actually bad for them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's kind of weird if you think about it, too. Like, we're straight up stealing fucking some liquid from another animal and shit. What if it's jizz and shit? It's a bunch of
Well, speaking of jizz.
Oh, damn.
Music instructor who gave semen-tainted flutes to students sentenced to 18 years in prison.
God damn.
What a beautiful segue right there.
Good segue, dude.
What was the point of that?
That's a what the fuck is that moment?
I think it's a like a power thing, right? Just to see that.
That's creepy.
Bruh, here, if my child. That's why I'm happy. Bro, this dude looks like a fucking pedophile, first of all. I don't know what's going on with this fucking.
I just want to know, like, how did someone find out?
Probably the kid.
What's in here? And then someone's like, "Hey, Johnny, did you get it too?" And then fucking.
Is your flute gooey?
No, probably the mother is like, "Oh, here, let me show you how it's done." The mom put it the flute in her mouth. And she's like, "Bro, this tastes way too familiar."
Or even nastier, let's say the kid, girl, little boy, whatever, did a little flute kids thing, up. And then when the mom picked them up. Gave him a kiss and the mom smelled it. Was like, wait, that smells familiar.
Does semen carry like that though?
I don't know. What if it was a heavy load and it was on the fucking flute? He had it on his lips or something.
That's disgusting. I don't even want to talk about this.
I know jizz smells, but I don't know if it smells once it's in the mouth already and you swallowed it.
Well, I don't know, dude. You're going to have to figure that shit out on your own. I don't know. You went too far.
You have to do your own goddamn experiment. Yeah. That shit. Yeah.
Leave those questions in your head, dude.
No, but...
God damn.
For science.
You went way out there, dude.
What I'm saying is...
I don't know what you're saying, dude. That's the problem.
Let's get off of that.
It's for science.
Tell us.
It's for science.
We're trying to figure out how they figured out that the flutes were semen tainted, first of all.
Read
and we're just going through different hypotheses. But every pedophile that we've come across, they all look like pedophiles, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like
you are pedophile. My pedophile radar is legit.
Yeah, he's
and that's a proven fact.
He kind of looks like a Down syndrome Chuck Norris.
Huh. He looks like the cousin of our next pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Is that the Orange County one that they kicked out of Orange County?
Yeah. Oh, that's the one that it's on everyone's post and shit. Like, oh, he's been released. He's RT something.
Why? Is he like a hardcore pedophile? Like, what's going on with this guy? What makes him different from the rest?
From what my sister said, she's the one that read this fucking article and shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't read it. She was saying that he was let out of fucking asylum.
20-some years, right? So look at this. So release of Smith, 59, who has been in custody since 1999 when his wife at the time provided authorities with a letter Smith wrote about his urge to kidnap and molest a 7-year-old boy in Costa Mesa. Smith, for reasons that remain unclear, is not required to register as a sex offender. So I don't know if he went through with it.
It was just probably a fantasy.
Or just a fantasy type shit. So, but that's what's fucked about Orange County is like, first of all, they sent us all their homeless. So now we have that situation to deal with. Now they're sending all their pedophiles.
That's what we do.
What do you mean that's what we do?
I live there now, so I'm like, yeah, that's what
we
do.
We take all the fucks.
You're like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Orange County now.
Stupid. No, that is fucked up. That is.
And then he also admitted to like to wanting to do it again. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's what you're
saying. He's crazy and shit. Like,
oh, he did?
Up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like fucked up in the head.
Like, he straight up said before being let go or some shit that was like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to rape another kid. Like, but they still let him go.
Great word. Inevitable. This week's word. I do not know how to spell it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to start to spell it. In, is it I or E?
I have no idea.
Is it inevitable? Inevitable.
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 So yeah, that guy looks
Edible. Oh, it's an I.
But the bum problem, that shit's real.
Inevitable. Inevitable.
Like the river bottom got super packed. La Sierra here was super fucking packed.
So Anaheim sent their river bottom to our river bottom.
To the Empire.
And these fucking guys
are fucked up.
They're fucked up, but they're also aggressive.
We should start the 2020 fucking bum fights.
Let's start some new shit, teaching Melissa shit. And shit.
Just go down there with GoPros.
But let's teach you, dude. Like, this has been getting built, dude.
But yeah, fuck this pedophile. Training.
You know how many people told me that Melissa's bigger than me? And that's fine.
You told us that she's bigger than you.
Dude, your girl's going to fuck you up one day.
I'm trying to get her.
Nah,
it's
gonna,
hard out here.
She's gonna get into that. What's that shit called?
I'm Arnold, trying to do her, get her to do an OnlyFans.
The Arnold show,
where she just works out and sells her chonies. It's not that serious.
Pictures of feet.
Hey,
throw that in there. I mean, that's pretty easy.
I need a new car.
There's a lot of fucking weirdos out there that like feet
or chonies.
What's up with your car?
Well, you said it won't start. So there's a red dot on the dash. And I looked into I guess it has to do with the security system.
Oh, so warning.
So it won't start. It won't start. That's why it's here.
Your car's fucked up.
I know a guy.
It's an old car.
I know a guy that could check.
I'm not going to Andy. Hell, fucking.
No, you don't want to hear his story. Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it.
I'll YouTube it.
I mean, this is like a random story, but fucking someone that I know that I've been working with. He has a crazy ex-girlfriend. Like, I'm talking about crazy, like stalks him. And it fucking, basically, he like broke up with her and she somehow took the truck from him. But she's so crazy that he didn't even want to get the truck back. But he's like, fuck, I should probably get my truck back. So he finally got his truck back and then it would have beeped twice every time he turned it on. He's like, what the fuck?
Tracking his ass.
And then he called the dealer and then everyone's like, oh, I don't know. That might be a recall. I don't know. One guy was like, oh yeah, she's tracking you. I have the picture of it. He took the tracker off today.
Yeah.
She installed fucking LoJack on his ass?
No, but the dude that told him was into conspiracy theories already. Shit like that. How the fuck did he know that?
Well, he's a guy that works at a dealership. So he's
but he's thinking about conspiracy theories already. Like, that's type of guy he is, where he knows that shit.
He's like, oh yeah, bro. Fuck it.
You're being
he gives him the bottle and everything.
He's like, also, did you hear about 9/11?
Inside job, bro. Yeah.
Fuck, dude, that's scary. Imagine he checks every time he goes into the car.
I get nervous going to fucking to the studio to go work with him sometimes.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Gets blown up or some shit. But.
Damn. Tell him to hire me for security.
You know who. You know who's deep in that I want on the podcast is Ruben. And he scares me every time I go to get a haircut.
Doesn't he make you feel like high?
He scares me.
He's fucking hilarious.
I had to silence my Instagram.
It's not funny anymore. It's so real. It's scary.
Because you're just a weenie.
No, he sent me a fucked up video that I had to wait a while to get it out of my head. They're claiming it's Epstein. It's a girl that's fucking shaking. Oh, Epstein? She's getting burnt.
Oh, Epstein. Epstein. Maxwell. What a segue.
Another segue.
Did you guys know? You remember the back in the day when the teacher, it was like.
I didn't put this gum somewhere. Keep spitting.
It was like the
swallow
it. The first put it big on the news table. When the teacher got with a student.
Put it in your mouth.
I think it was like 2020. 2001 maybe. And then the student married her and had a kid.
Oh yeah, they made a movie about that.
That was what's his name made that movie. The funny guy.
So she got out of jail. I didn't know she got out of jail a couple.
They got
years
married,
ago.
Right?
They got married, had more kids. And she just died on Tuesday from cancer.
Oh, shit.
And then the kids are kind of like
love.
Close to his age and shit. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
That's
like,
what love is?
Fuck that. Like, this fucking... He still looks like a little ass boy, too.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Adam Sandberg.
Yes.
Made that movie, right?
Sandler.
No, Adam Sandberg. Whatever that...
I don't know who that is, but... Yeah, I'll never forget that movie because...
Is that his cousin?
Or something like that. It's
Adam Sandler, but yes.
So it was a kind of movie in the hood, right?
Adam Lambert.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll never forget.
No, this isn't a movie.
God damn, everyone fucking choose to talk.
Right, Adam Sandler. Like,
no. Yeah. That joke got old fucking 3 times ago, Steve. But when he wore the leather jacket going inside the restaurant, remember that? And he felt weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, it was a fancy restaurant. He didn't know how to act. And, mm-hmm. like, the chick's like, what the fuck? Like, this is, like, a normal-ass restaurant.
Yeah.
But he... You never watched that movie?
What movie?
It was funny. A movie about that situation where there was a teacher that fucking dated a student. And it, like, fucking went crazy all over the news. It was all, like, she went to jail and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, it was, like, in 98, 99, 2000, one of those. And then,
this was really looking at Adam Sandler.
He got her pregnant.
Yeah.
And then, so that's how they got caught, because she was pregnant with this fool's kid.
Yeah,
this
Adam kid. Sandler made a movie like that.
Yeah. But that's not the movie we're talking about.
Well, that's the movie that everyone yeah. knows.
That's not it, dude.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah. This fool has kids with her, and dude, they're like close to his age and shit.
Can't do this.
No, I'm saying you can't play it. We're gonna get kicked off. That's all fucking copyright.
But yeah.
What copyright?
What's your conspiracy theory about this?
Yeah, what's going on with this?
Look at his face.
We got sidetracked. Yeah, no, we got completely yeah. sidetracked on.
No, but I'm saying, like, we've all seen the Netflix, right? The documentary on Epstein.
I didn't finish it, but
I didn't watch it.
No? I didn't watch it.
Well, we all know that homegirl has way more information than probably Epstein does.
Yeah.
So Epstein gets supposed, what, suicide? Supposed.
She was like the wrangler. She's like the one that yeah. brought the girls.
Yeah, she's the prepper. But I'm saying, if she speaks, they're not gonna, whoever got rid of Epstein's going to get rid of her real quick. And I guess the judge didn't grant her bail. Correct? Or am I just saying shit?
No, we're listening to you. Go ahead. Yeah. Keep talking.
I don't know the full story.
I thought you were an expert.
I don't know the full story either. This podcast, we don't know full stories.
We just bring up random shit.
We just drink and talk.
We came ill prepared to this fucking podcast.
So that movie is That's My Boy, the one that yeah. you showed right now. Just because people are like, Adam Sandler, what?
Your research, we do.
I'm not fast as shit.
Well, what all I'm saying is that if she survives, it's going to be nuts, and she's able to tell her side of the story, which, dude, I don't think she will.
I don't think they will fucking, you will see the light her ever again. Like, you won't see her ever again. Like,
what do you mean?
Unless they ship her out to another country.
You think
shit?
She'll get...
I think she's going to get a fucking out. Suicide.
I think they're going to
suicided.
Kill her.
She's going to be suicided?
Yeah, suicided.
Yeah, she's going to get suicided.
Like, yeah, basically. Clinton's going to make a call and be like, here.
Clinton's a dirty ass motherfucker.
They're probably just gonna say that she fell ill, and then they're gonna throw in a hole somewhere, and we're just gonna forget about her.
Did you guys see the picture of what Epstein had supposedly in his house? It's oh, yeah. George Bush playing oh, yeah. with paper airplanes, and then he's playing with Jenga, like the all over the floor, like two towers, like all over the floor. Yeah, like
you're
he has like
no,
bro, what the
Google
fuck
that shit?
Man,
that
you haven't been getting your haircut from fucking Ruben.
Was that before or after?
Oh, this is what do you mean before or after? Like it was before, in his house.
So, but was it before or after the towers actually fell?
After.
After.
Oh, so that don't mean shit. That's just good artist work.
What do you mean it don't mean shit? Like, they know something.
If that picture was taken before, then I'd be like, oh, shit. So they knew the situation was going to happen.
No, I think he's like, I think it's him flexing, like, motherfucker, yeah. I have shit on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's literally what he did.
Can anyone explain to me why...
He has a picture of Bill Clinton in the dress, too.
No, but yeah. why all this, like, pedophilia is aligned with people that make shitload of money. They are billionaires, basically.
Because they're all fucking weirdos.
Well, there's
dude.
Two things, two yeah. conspiracy theories. One, they're fucking weirdos and they're creeps, and they're trying to get with fucking little kids.
Stay young.
And two is the stay young thing, where there's a dreamacome. I don't even know how to pronounce it right now.
Like the dream... they drink the blood?
Yeah, where they basically scare these kids to a point where you fucking like
Monsters Inc.
So okay, that's another conspiracy. You probably already heard it from Ruben. But
I didn't hear that shit. That's
so
a movie.
Adrena something. We'll have to look it up. But
adrenaline?
No, it's some shit that kids get when they basically probably get like an adrenaline rush or just super scared, and supposedly you take that out. And then you inject it and it helps you stay like young. So they're trying to say that that's like what
it's like some
too.
Fucking Snow White shit with that the witch in it. Like,
you're not gonna find it.
She
fucking
takes fucking
looking at CNN, dude.
The youth of the children.
CNN,
shit, pretty much.
It's the man.
So you're telling me once I make a certain amount of money, that's where I'm gonna start stealing little kids' souls.
Pretty much.
Basically,
that's what these fucking weirdos are doing and shit. bathing in fucking blood and shit.
I'm fine with growing old. I'm fine with dying.
Adrenochrome. I think that's what it is.
But even like big stars, no, like someone like guy from Jack Sparrow, what's his name? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
Like, those fools are weird because they're so famous that they can't be around out in the world and shit. So they're in their little castle somewhere with a bunch of other
famous people.
Famous people, like, they're not. They're just weird as fuck.
But it's crazy how they resort to messing around with children. Like, you have all these fake badass chicks out here in the world. You know what I mean? Like, the Jenners.
There's a conspiracy. Like, they also resort to, like, hunting people.
Oh, yeah. So that island was obviously, well, what conspiracy is it was a sex island for, like, the ultra rich fucking big time politicians. That's where you go. And you go and fucking do that whole shit. And then they also have another island where supposedly it's like fucking, what's that movie called? The Hunger Games? Mm-hmm. Where they just put these people on an island and you go and hunt them and you kill them.
Bro, I would love to do that. Not to hunt them, but I would love to, like, Hunger Games status. This is what this shit's turning into. This world is turning into some Hunger Games shit.
Someone's just going to chop that video up.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
So that movie that we were talking about earlier, it's called Dangerous Minds. So Google that real quick so you can see.
I've seen Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds is just the teacher taking him out to eat, right? Because
that's like
he was a good student.
Giving him fucking
mix that shit up. Then.
Giving him candy bars. That's why, because they're doing
shit happens.
That's why. Don't listen to anything we say.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of,
it was Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Speaking of transgendered, have you seen this chick though? Like, I guess she's like the new thing.
She's trans.
Yeah.
Literally the new thing because she's a girl now?
No. Okay.
It's a new thing?
Oh, shit.
Womp womp. Womp womp
womp.
But, bruh, come on.
What? We trying to show
you this? You think that's a...
Well, bro, no,
this computer
see.
Is whack. I need a mouse. Now it's going too fast.
Fucking hell.
Oh,
what
God.
Are you doing?
This guy's the worst Jamie right ever. It's...
Okay, there. Stop.
That's a dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because we all know it's a dude, because I said it. If I wouldn't have said that.
Those ears.
I need to scrub all this history before I give this computer back to
you. Girl, be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a dude.
We should have a test someday. I'm gonna put something together next week.
I don't know.
And I'm going to say, is this a dude or a chick? I'm going to see whose radar is legit.
You know the answers and you still get it wrong. Your true colors come out.
So have we all heard of the vaccine for COVID-19 from Moderna?
No, but I heard of the new Bronco.
Oh,
that shit's fucking sick.
The new Bronco. Ford Bronco.
Have you seen
you
it?
Don't know about
that's
that
been
shit.
Out for a while, though, right?
Oh, they just released
yes,
it.
Yes, it's 1986.
Yeah, the Ford Bronco
but
has been
that's
out
what,
for a while.
What's his name's been talking about getting one all the time?
I've been talking about that shit for the last year.
Brendan Schaub said he got one or some
fuck
shit.
Fuck Brendan Schaub.
Did. Yeah, he did.
Fuck that guy. Monstrous. No, dude.
Oh, that
but
shit
the new
literally,
Bronco's
like, they had it,
hard.
Like, hidden for.
See, fuck
this whole
you guys.
Time.
He has it right here.
That's a Raptor.
That's a Raptor. Fuck it. This guy's so embarrassing. Fuck, it hurts. Yeah. Fucking hurts sometimes listening to Martin.
I bought some stock in Moderna, though.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Did you?
Because as soon as they announced it, I was like,
I got it in a different company that fucking Trump announced that was going to work on.
Fuck, what is it?
It's down the street in Temecula.
That's with a C, right?
Oh, that has a weird
oh,
name.
Oh, Abbott.
Abbott Industries no. or Laboratories.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different one.
No,
I was working on it. Like that was like in the beginning stages. So
Albert.
They probably failed.
Tripping. I bought a couple of them. And bought one of these and I bought some other ones and we'll see what happens with that.
That's pretty smart, dude.
Yeah.
But back to the Ford Bronco. Cannot go over the subject. That is a fucking badass vehicle. The brand
yeah.
new one. There's
I mean,
three
oh, yeah.
different kinds.
It already comes like at a good fucking like in a good like form already. Big tires. It's you can take it apart. It's like a Jeep, and then you can just make it better from there. There's so you know how normally cars you're like, it's fucking dope, but it's just a shell. I have to add a lot of shit to it, and it takes a while because obviously it costs money. The way it comes stock is actually kind of cool.
There's a 4-door and a 2-door one. I think the 4-door one is sick. That commercial was like the best thing in the world. It inspired me to fucking get a horse and a broken thing. Thanks for knocking my phone down.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, this guy's just fucking.
Thanks for killing
it. I know, killing the podcast today, huh?
Everyone gives a fuck about the Bronco.
Everyone gives a fuck about the Bronco, dude.
He's just back. He's better to talk about this Bronco. Bullshit.
It's America. It is. I am. One day.
One day.
So what do you want to talk about? This fucking vaccine? Tell us about it.
I don't know shit about it.
We all came fucking prepared.
So we were watching earlier the Lil Wayne, Tory Lanez.
We
and,
all came prepared with links with nothing to talk about.
Who was that fucking, the rappers?
Yeah, Carlo.
Anyways, so did you hear about Tory Lanez? So he, you know, Megan Thee Stallion or whatever? Mm-hmm. They were chilling. I guess
they were chilling, like lovey-dovey chilling?
Oh, let me put, let me make a picture. So he picked her up, right? They were chilling. He's like, hey, where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's go to a kickback. So they went to this party, whatever, and or club. I don't know. It's COVID, so it might be a speakeasy. And they were hanging out, and something happened. Something happened, so they took off. They took off, right? And what TMZ reported was Tory Lanez pulled out a gun and shot her in the leg.
Is it true? Yeah, because she's taller than his ass.
And they and somehow, like, there's people there in the car, and they're saying, oh, nothing happened, but she has a fucking shot wound on her leg. So no one's saying shit, but it's only obvious this bitch is bleeding out in the front seat. But
and she's trying to cover it up too.
I didn't follow the whole story.
So he's obviously,
we never follow the whole story. We just read headlines.
This happened yesterday, so there's no reports on like what's going on.
No, but this fucking guy probably never had a gun in his hand before.
Probably. Why the fuck are we shooting
neither
girls?
Have you until I brought mine.
No, but what am I... Exactly. So that's how I know how you're just going to end up just shooting somebody in the leg like that.
But I think he shot her on
so
purpose.
So why did he have
on
it
purpose?
Out?
I think he shot her on purpose. It was like a beef thing. Like, I don't
I
know.
Thought they were hanging out.
They were, but something happened and it took off and then he shot her in the leg.
What the
Is she like a thug what? Or something?
I don't know. I never met her.
It's back to that weird shit.
I know she's taller than he is. He might have been upset
about
that.
They're shooting each other in the legs and shit. I don't know. I was reading that shit while I was watching, actually, and I was just laughing. Like,
it was audiobook. Nah, I don't give a fuck about these fucking rich fucks. We're out here struggling, being poor, and this COVID thing's fucking all shit up.
For real.
Yeah.
My kid, August 10th, has to start school virtual. Third grade.
Oh, because California's on the list that they can't start. Huh?
Not even California.
No,
Orange County. Orange County's opening up
oh,
with
just
kids
counties?
Going to school.
Which
yeah,
is weird.
San Diego.
We're supposed to be like
fuck
a red
that.
Zone.
San Diego yeah. and LA have no are doing virtual. Riverside's following suit, doing virtual.
But starting even if they were allowed, will you send them?
Yeah,
right
send them to school.
Hell no! What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
What do you mean? What's wrong with
other
me?
Countries have tried it and it's gone real bad.
Yeah,
we're gonna die. We're gonna die.
Oh, so you want your kids to fucking go through yeah, some shit?
How long are we gonna go through this situation where we're all fucking
as long as
afraid
we have
of this
to,
thing?
Dude.
Well, why not?
What if it never goes away and this is just life now?
Then we have to fucking
That's
live
not
with
true.
It.
No, come on. What? How do you know it's not true?
Because you just show us the vaccine, bro.
And I'm not gonna be the first
hey,
person.
Hey, I bought stock in that shit.
I'm not, yeah, I just did it right now, too. I was like, I was on Stash Apps.
I will not be the first person to take that vaccine. That's like
so
the
you
first iPhone.
So you would send them back to school
the
first chance you get?
If they're going back to school...
First, the iPhone was hard as fuck. What are you talking about? That shit fucking changed everything.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, all the shit was fucked up and everything like that. You'd wait for the next one that was created. Like, the next update and shit. The next
that next one.
I haven't researched into it, so I'm just fucking going off the top.
He's just, if his kids die, he's just going to make another one. That's what he's trying to say. I could always make another one.
I have till 50 at least. 60 maybe.
So what they were going to do, going to have a certain amount of kids go into school,
it was
right?
It be twice a week.
And it could be like bi-weekly, pretty much.
Not bi-weekly, but twice a week.
Well, what I read was...
Which is
one week, on, one week off, one week on.
Bi-weekly.
No, that's like 2 weeks. No, but I heard it. Yeah, I know what you said. Like, it would be like bi-weekly.
Yeah, this was stupid.
But yeah, like bi-weekly is off. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But so they go twice a week, 50-50, which is... 2 times a week in, and then the rest
yeah.
at home.
So is that what it's going to be?
Which would be twice as bi, so it is a week.
I thought
so
they were home.
Bi-weekly.
I thought,
but not real bi-weekly, which is 2 weeks.
So pretty much I was right. So anyways.
But if you really break down bi-weekly, it's two is bi.
Yeah, two is bi.
So once a week, two times is bi-week.
No, we're, I wasn't saying
but
that.
But bi-weekly is getting paid twice a week.
I thought they were splitting up the course where in 2 weeks people are going in and then people go home for 2 weeks. It's not like that?
No.
What the fuck is going on then?
They're doing virtual. It's basically homeschooling.
Are they going to... Oh, they have to wear masks too, huh?
Not at home.
No, what the fuck? What the fuck,
I just said it's homeschooling.
No, but you said they're going in
so
twice a week.
So if they were to go in twice
Jesus
a week,
Christ.
Then they have to wear a mask. There's no lunch. Like, there's no interacting with the children, like, on
but
the playground and all that shit.
The whole mask thing, too, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, while you're indoors, like, you don't wear a mask, but when you go outside, you do. And you're outside in the fucking... Let's say you're at the beach, and you have to wear a mask. You're required to wear a mask, right? That's kind of dumb. You're at the beach. It's fucking open air, like...
But it depends.
Unless it's crowded, yeah. Unless it's crowded, yeah.
But what are you saying?
I think
indoors, you don't have to wear a mask.
Approach to tell them to do that, so they carry a mask.
Like where?
Because you're probably not going to take one.
Like certain barbershops, be like, oh yeah.
Barbershops aren't open; they're closed.
No, I'm saying like when they were open.
No, but I'm saying
let you in with the mask and then you can take it off.
Yeah, that's why they ended up getting fucking COVID.
Yeah,
and they shut down.
That's why Art got COVID.
Yeah,
I wanted to tell Art to come today.
He has underlying issues. Right.
What does that mean?
Push it out there.
I know, Jesus.
You're a dick, dude.
Well, I didn't say what he had.
What do you have?
AIDS.
Fuck.
God damn.
We're talking about STDs today.
He was?
We both were. Because I went to the doctors and I got tested for like everything to see if I'm just good.
Why?
Because I've been to the doctor forever. No,
that was your fucking thing, your fucking meme that says like COVID negative, everything else positive. Yeah.
As soon as he moves to Orange County, all of a sudden he's getting tested.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. It's just trying to be healthy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you gotta check
riding mountain bikes.
Yeah,
and
no,
shit.
Didn't you
check.
Do that shit too?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I mean most guys.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, Melissa did it, so I'm fine.
That's what I But it's not just that. It's like physical and everything. You
it's
should
the
do
roundabout test with, what's his name? Who's that comedian? Test.
I don't know. You always bring it
Mitch
up.
Hedberg.
Never
Mitch Hedberg. There we go.
Roundabout test.
It's roundabout test. As long as I ask everybody that I
know. Do you
know
anyone with AIDS? No? Cool, because you know me.
That's life, Bondo, right there. Yeah. I haven't been
that. Or if you don't have if it, a chick gets pregnant it. After you, and they have to take a test no matter what, then you'll know then.
But is it your baby?
No.
Oh.
You're just
you
messing with
say
her.
It, though. You just said it.
But she might still have whatever.
You said, if a chick gets pregnant after you, well, fuck, did you just fuck her so you got pregnant?
Not like that.
he pulls out. His pullout game strong.
You know. Oh, yeah, that's true.
When she's holding everyone, around, and then she comes out.
That's how
he never wants
pregnant.
To put his shit out there, though. He never wants to be truthful about anything.
What are you talking about? I just fucking got a physical. Go to the doctor, Marty. You probably have all kinds of
conspiracy
shit.
Conspiracy theory.
Dude, my life be like, ooh.
I'm gonna catch his ass one day. Put a tracker on his fucking car.
The fuck? You can't even fucking fix your old car, dude. Why are you gonna put a tracker on my car?
I can fix my Google, dude. I just haven't gone through with doing it yet.
Like I said, I know a guy.
I'm not having that guy.
You might have to be there for 6 hours before you can put air in your tire, but... He'll get it done eventually.
And
that's when he's working hard.
Have to feed him and all that shit. Trying to do all that.
That's not true. You go to his place.
I can't get my car to start. How am I going to get it to his place?
Tow truck, dude. You're rich.
That's to get to where he is, that's at least $100.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what happens?
I hate how long his thoughts take. See that?
Like, applaud
his
me.
His forehead's so long, so it takes like a fucking like,
a lot of process.
He's like,
it's like those wind-up cars.
It's way for his way to Bing to like connect to it.
He's like, oh.
yeah.
It's called suspense. Fuck you guys.
So tell us.
Anyways, like I was saying, I paid off both my credit cards.
Damn. Were they like $200?
No, they're It came out to 1,031.
So your stimulus check.
No, that's still wild, bad.
Stimulus check. Damn.
I'm just saying, I finally pulled the trigger to do it.
That's good.
Because I could have paid it off all the time.
It feels good, though.
It feels cool.
Damn. Yeah, fuck that.
Because
you'll see the difference when you're not making that payment every
month. No, that's what I'm saying is that
every month.
I remember one of the podcasts he brought up how I would just pay the minimum or whatever.
Yeah.
When I really thought about it, I spent way more than whatever I already had to owe.
Put a minimum.
So that's why I just paid that shit off. I was like, fuck it.
Always pay that shit off.
Minimum payment is 50.
Do you have Experian?
150.
Huh? You have Experian?
I have Capital One that gives me my credit score.
Well, the reason I say is because you could do a boost. What's that shit called?
Oh, the credit boost?
Yeah. That shit works, dude. I mean, you attach it to your card, like whatever's your primary card, and then it'll boost whatever bill you're paying on that card just in case like you don't have that on a credit card or whatever. And it'll say, oh, damn, he's in good standings. Like your phone bill or whatever. It'll boost it a few points. Lesson, guys. Lesson.
Yeah. Lesson. That's,
well,
yeah.
Another thing
that's
you
something
do.
That we do not, or I at least was not taught.
Yeah.
Before I was
another thing
let out the nest to fly by myself.
When, like, if you're about to make
be teaching that shit.
If that's you're about to make a big purchase or, like, a fucking car or a house or some shit like that, get your fucking credit cards, call them up and be like, hey, can you bump up my credit real quick? And all of a sudden, your credit report is going to fucking, it's going to be a lot higher.
As long as they bump it up.
Yeah.
They're not like,
bump
nah,
up
bro.
As in like credit on the card?
Yeah, yeah. Credit on the card. Oh, like, okay. Let's say you could use your card for $5,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ask them to bump it up to like, I don't know, 7, 8, whatever.
Dude, but some of those are fucking.
Yeah.
Just don't
robbers.
Use it.
Like the credit that I had for my dentist. Fuck the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking $10,000 and shit. And that credit card was like hard as fuck to pay off.
That's why you always just fucking pay it all off immediately. Like,
then when it's $10,000, I mean, it's kind of hard to pay that shit
off. Yeah.
Unless you sell yourself, Martin over there.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
I will do OnlyFans if they're not asking for too much.
Well, you set the price, fool.
I know. You put your
no, own. I was saying asking for too much, like crazy shit.
Like what?
If they want some worn chonies or some socks, I'll send them. But other than that,
that's a fucking.
My feet are pretty fire though too.
Yeah, but your feet are.
They just put pictures of your feet up there.
Someone will pay.
Someone will pay for shit like that.
Then just try it. We should do only fan things for the podcast.
We should. Each week we take it.
Martin's feet.
We should just do it for fun.
Are we
have
recording
to
our feet the whole time?
We just only take like a percentage of each transaction, yeah. I'm guessing, huh? Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know how it works.
It just always says Birch Cubby Food.
So what is it? Their videos or I don't even know. I don't know how it works. Is it like an Instagram style or
on OnlyFans and it's videos and pictures.
But are they requested or you just post it and then people...
You post it and then it's behind a paywall. Yeah. So
they buy
it.
Yeah.
They buy a subscription. It's like a Netflix.
They can see the pictures.
So you could lie the fuck out of
you could,
the
you make
info thing. And
you
then,
make different packages. Let's say you want to sell your feet or your chonies or whatever. And different packages cost different whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like $5, $10, $30.
You rubbing shit on your forehead. You like that weird shit, dude. You sit here putting mayonnaise on your forehead and rubbing it. And you have to make all the sounds.
Just slap
like,
it like.
That's not ASM, whatever that shit is, right?
ASMR? They like,
whatever that is, shit is. That'd be fucking hilarious. We need to do that. Create it and I'll do it. I'll slap shit on my forehead.
Why don't you do something?
What do you thought about it?
Want me to create your page?
Create a page for the podcast and I'll slap shit on my. And then we'll. Like you guys can play with. He can play with his beard and then you can play with your hair and then you can go with your cheeks like this.
Hey, people will watch that shit. Like you see those fucking Asian. Those Asian ladies eating fucking turtles and shit. Like people watch. People will watch you smacking mayonnaise on your forehead. and then you mix the colors and shit.
They go like this.
Yeah.
Into his beard.
You start fingering your forehead. Like, yeah. Make some money, man. Fuck.
Create it.
As long as we get one person to fucking pay for that.
Yeah, that'd be the goal. That would
win. I don't care. We're not really trying to make money. We just want to see who will pay.
Who do you know? Are you able to give us information in a roundabout way? Who has an OnlyFans page without putting their whole shit out there?
We're talking about a lot of people do.
He said he knows somebody.
Some girl.
Oh, I know a girl that has it too.
What kind of?
She just started and it's fucked up. But I mean, she's not listening to this. She's doing it. She's doing it to pay for her divorce, to pay for school.
Oh yeah,
yeah. On the low, yeah. These fucking.
Well, that's barely girls. Fucking over there being a prostitute.
Yeah. How much is a divorce though?
A lot.
Is it?
You gotta pay for lawyers,
man.
She
hasn't announced it yet. Like, she hasn't told him yet.
She hasn't announced. Like, we give like a fuck.
No, but I'm saying, like, she's prepping, trying to get money from that.
Oh, she hasn't told him yet?
And then once she gets enough, she's gonna be like.
These females out here in these streets.
Yeah. She hit me up. She's like, oh, yeah, I mean, OnlyFans. What do you think? And I was just like.
Of doing
money.
What?
Get your money.
Of doing what, though?
And I was like, I want to cut for more support.
Of what, though? Like, crazy shit? Or just.
I don't know. I've never been on it.
You didn't pay for it to support the homies or what?
I haven't. No.
Well, you bought my chili oil.
That's true. I need to subscribe.
Wonder if you're able. Wonder if you're able to see who the subscribers are for the OnlyFans.
She can. I don't know if anyone else.
If
can.
Like another subscriber can see it.
I don't think it's like Instagram where it's like, oh, he follows.
Yeah,
me too.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
There might
you
be
it's like that. No.
There might be a little thing you could check off. Like, hey, I could make it public. Private. Like, yeah.
Or public or private.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. It's not crazy. I understand. They are making crazy money. And I think we can make money like that. Because there's weirdos out here.
Just do it. Fuck
your forehead could.
Then create it and I'll do it.
All right.
Why can't you fucking create it?
Because I don't know how to do it.
Hi, Warren. He's ahead.
He could do it.
You could figure it out, Paul. You could figure it out.
He gave up on it. He turned it off.
I know.
If these models could do it, you could.
That was a Periscope? I know. Wow. These dumbass models. Fuck it.
For real.
Do you guys know what Houston we have a problem means?
It's going down.
Like, you know the original meaning of it?
From the fucking, was it Apollo 13?
Yeah, but do you know why they say that?
Because they're about to fucking blow up. Like, the fucking spacecraft was fucking up.
It's before the space thing. It was the same before space.
It's like the simplest thing.
Because it's a dope-ass song that was created from it.
I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. It's so stupid. But, no, it's literally because that's where they launch rockets in Houston.
Oh. Yeah,
it's like, Houston, we have a problem. And something goes on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for the longest.
But that's what it was, right? Like, wasn't it fucking Apollo 13?
Yeah,
like,
I think that was the one where
Houston?
It originated from.
Where
that
Tom Hanks? Speaking of Tom Hanks, that new
movie. Oh, you got to watch that trailer, Warren.
I've just seen it.
Oh, you did?
That shit's Tim said he watched it. He said it was fucking really good.
The movie's out already?
Did he stream it?
He's a fucking hacker,
he
bro.
Hacker, yeah.
He's a Mr. Robot. That's my new show I've been watching on Amazon. Fucking nuts.
Who's Mr. Robot?
Some movie.
No, it's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah.
Tim. Or who'd you say?
You need to watch Her. Have you seen Her?
Her's good.
Yeah. Did you? I think you might have went offline already, Tony.
No, he came back on.
Oh. But yeah, Her fucking, that's a good movie.
That's the one he's in love with someone on the phone?
Like Siri, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's Joaquin Phoenix.
That's crazy because...
Did you just barely see that?
There's someone out there in the world that
before
really,
COVID or the beginning of COVID?
That really is...
Yeah. I heard it was good.
Into some shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's people that are in love with dolls and a whole bunch of weird shit like that.
I mean, if people
like
are gonna fucking pay for Martin's forehead, then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a love
people,
thing.
Think of all these people paying for these
Taboo.
OnlyFans.
That show Taboo. Remember that show Taboo?
Kinda.
It was there
TLC
was one episode where the
like
lady
that.
Was in love with a wall.
Oh yeah. I was thinking like Wrigley's Believe It or Not. But yeah, when they're in love with like cars
shit.
And shit.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh yeah, I fucking love this.
Yeah, this was
red Mustang
smashing a fucking a tailpipe and shit.
I used to love that show, Ripley's Believe
That's just
it or
childhood
not.
Though.
What?
No.
Whoa, dude. You stuck your dick in the tailpipe, huh?
No.
You tried it, huh?
Bro, my knees.
Is that why your car doesn't
my
work?
My knees don't even.
That's work why his car doesn't work. That's what the fucking flashing red
he
dot
gave
is.
He gave AIDS to his car and shit.
He gave his car dots. Dots. Flashing red dots.
Yeah.
How do you give your car AIDS?
I'm gonna take it for a fucking tune-up.
I don't know why I just thought about this, but fucking it's a weird shit. When I was in high school, there was this guy. They called Chivo, not the Chivo that you know.
Yeah, another one.
Older guy.
No, I know two of them, so I don't know.
It's he's older than me.
Oh, okay.
He's probably like 2 years older than me. They would call him Chivo because someone caught him fucking a goat.
Yeah. That's like some shit that you
see. Like fucking Letterkenny. Like,
that's that fire right there.
The dude that fucked an ostrich.
I was a freshman.
But was it true though? Or was it just some fucked up?
No, I think it was true because this is why. Because I was a freshman and I think he was a senior and a bunch of juniors threw a party, right? Mm-hmm. And that guy lives next to him, like in that area, like over there, like by La Sierra and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, something went down, there was a fight and whatever, and he went over, right? And he was with some girl, and they were supposed to smash and this and that, and the girl said that she straight seen him, like, licking the goat, like, where the milk comes out and shit like that, like, he was being weird.
Mm-hmm.
So she told everyone at the party, and no one believed her, so the neighbor that grew up with this guy... Fucking just like after that, a couple weeks, he would just, you know, like check out, like see what the fuck's going on, if this was really that weird. And he caught him. I remember this fool telling everyone, and then he was like,
it's high school though. That fucking could have been a made up story that fucking I don't know. Ruined this, that guy's life.
This guy was like a dorky ass white boy, and fucking like he talked to no one. The guy that caught him. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah.
So I don't know. That's why I believe it, because this fucking kid told everyone, like, yeah, my fucking... He called the cops on them.
That's fucking gross.
He called the cops on them, and they were called... They would tell this guy, like, all the time. Not that it was fucked up. Like, people would talk shit to him. Like, he got jumped and shit. He fucking got goat. Like, people were so upset about it. They jumped his ass. He fucked a goat. Then, bam, fucked him up.
That shit sounds like fucking Letterkenny. The dude that fucking ostrich?
Fuck, I haven't
watched
that show.
No. I haven't watched
that. I watched the show. The show's hilarious, yeah. But I haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, dude. But I don't know why I thought of that story, but fuck. But those high school stories were wild. Remember those high school stories? But that was one of the stories in high school that was just like, what the fuck? That thing caught like wildfire too. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, yeah, this guy fucks a goat. They call him Chivo.
But
like,
he was trying to get a threesome in with the chick though, right?
I have no idea.
And
dude.
The goat? Right?
Imagine.
Is that what you're saying though? In the beginning of the story, right?
No, they were together, and then when she got there, or while she was there, like he was like being weird with the goat. Like he was just showing him like the goats and the horses he had, but at the same time, I guess he was like licking like where the. I don't know if he was trying to be funny, trying to suck the fucking milk out of the tit or whatever. But why would you do that? I was like, you had this girl over. I don't know. I don't know how true this story is, but this was over fucking 15 years ago. So, fuck, probably even longer. God damn, we've been in high school 15 years.
Yeah,
we're fucking old.
Fuck it. You know what I fucking grinds my gears? Today I went to Fontana. You know, like going down Sierra and then to get back to the 60 freeway. Have you ever tried to go back going east? The on-ramp, you literally have to go the opposite direction for a mile to get on the freeway again and go this way.
Oh, yeah. That is the
stupidest thing in the world. I was like, what the fuck's going on right now? I was so mad. Like, who built this?
Who does this to me? Fuck that.
I do not understand Periscope.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, it's on over there.
But how do I start my shit?
You hit the fucking
I don't understand how
button.
You just fell behind on technology. Like, BlackBerry's got old a long time ago. I can't believe you tried to launch Periscope on a BlackBerry.
What?
Was that your Casio watch? Did you hear that?
That was him thinking. That was him.
He's like, what?
You say that going through his forehead.
You can see him just blank out for a second. What?
Beep, beep. Yeah. It's his fucking forehead resetting.
It's shorted out.
It's 11 o'clock. That just scarred me because I remember when I was a child.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
This story gets good. I hope people listen to the second half of our podcast.
I was given a watch in elementary school because I had a peeing problem. And when my watch would beep like that, even the teacher knew, I'd have to go to the restroom and go to pee.
So is that, are you trying to say you got to take a piss right now? Is
that, no, but that's
you
like
you never reset your watch.
That's PTSD, bro. Because when shit pops up like that,
is that the same watch you had?
Anybody in class know?
If they caught on every hour,
he goes, fucking pee, boy.
The same watch you've had since
you wanted to go pee. He yells out in the back and shit.
That's crazy. So you just got up every hour?
No, it was that's fucking like, it's another podcast. I don't want to get
into it. Well, do it on the next one then. That's
fucking some Cinderella shit.
What? How old were you? Were you like in first, second?
Like 15? No, it's like.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's like in third grade. Fourth grade. Third, fourth grade. Fifth grade, sixth, seventh.
You're like, it's still beeping. It's still fucking beeping.
Do you still remember shit from like third grade?
Not really specific, but when fucking things go off like that, then yeah.
That's fucking scarring. They're triggers. There's like the scar shit.
There's
like,
triggers. Yeah.
I still remember like going into class and always forgetting to do my homework. So I'm going to go to the little cubby where everyone turns in their homework and I would grab a paper, erase her name and put my name.
Yeah.
I would look for the shittiest writing and put my name on there.
What about, you guys remember the computer lab?
Yeah.
Going to the computer lab? Remember that shit? I was like, whoa, look, this technology's fucking. The kids like they had the server room with the fucking, the lights. I would be like, whoa.
Huh?
Well, not anymore because they live at home.
Yeah,
Before COVID, they probably already had computers in their classroom, though.
No, but I think our childhood was way more difficult. Well, mine was at least.
Yeah, because you had to fucking take a piss every hour.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, I don't know, because back in the day, I literally peed my pants peed the bed till I was like 11 or 12. And they make big boy Pampers like that. Not big boy Pampers. They make big boy Pampers. Like
I've seen them at Target.
Well, yeah, they make
those are grown up Pampers, but they like, when it would suck spending the night at your friend's house and knowing that you'd have a fucking Pamper on like that, like and have to wake up before everybody. No, I think it was a psychological issue where it was like some Cinderella-ish. Like my stepmom was like. Some shit.
She
like,
convinced you to think.
It was like, I'd have to go through. Basically. Like, she was, it was a mental thing. Like, she got to my head. Like, I'd have to go to. I went to the hospital where they put, like, a needle, like, this big in my pee hole.
Fuck.
Just to figure out, like, why I was still doing that.
That made me feel uncomfortable.
But it wasn't. Nothing was wrong with me. It was just like, remember that documentary they came up with where the mom had the girl in the wheelchair? Yeah. It was some shit like that.
Yeah. It's all mental.
Yeah, and you're a fucking bad friend for laughing.
No, I thought about your stupid ass saying, you do the cheek noise. And like, I was just like, everyone's instruments.
Don't fucking try to.
You know,
this podcast is supposed to help us, like, release issues in our life. That's how I came upon it. Like,
you keep saying it's a safe space, but it's not.
I don't feel safe at all. What the fuck? But when you said that, I can't remember that there was a video or was it a movie? I'm not even sure, but there was this little girl in the bed and then her nanny would tell her like, oh, you're sick.
Yeah,
and
she
would dump something in her drink and she'd be like, oh, it tastes funny. Oh, it's sixth sense, isn't it?
That's a ghost one, right? That's with fucking what's his name?
Yeah, I see dead people. We're all fucked up.
But in that movie, there's different.
We gotta get our movies together, bro.
We gotta get our shit together. Pee in bed. Half of the time, we're like we make something sound exciting, like, oh, did you guys hear about this? And then we don't know anything about it. This whole podcast has been
in that movie, that little
fucking excitement with nothing.
Throws up. He sees throwing up because that's how she died.
No, he says he sees dead people. He doesn't see throwing up people.
Well, he sees the girl fucking all with throw up because that's how she died. He sees how they died.
What is that?
I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen that movie.
I'm gonna agree with you.
I'll try to argue with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, but there is also another movie where there is some girl that her mom makes her think she has cancer. And like,
yeah, I know. On Amazon, on Prime, on Hulu.
On Netflix.
One of them. It's on one of those goddamn streams.
Either way, you didn't know the name of it, so shut the fuck up.
We're fucking idiots.
This podcast is a fucking shit show.
I came in here motivated like I had a fucking list to talk about.
It's not happening.
You guys fucked it up with the Adam Sandler thing. Ever since then, it's just...
Adam Sandler?
Who's the guy in it, though? Sandler. Danny Sandler.
Back in this fucking rabbit hole.
Something Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
No. It's Adam Sandler and someone else.
Don't search for it again.
What is it called?
You already looked for it. Just stop. Just.
Oh, you're really looking again.
How do you know by the covers, too? Like, you know who it looks like?
And you skip, like, the fucking IMDb.
Andy Samberg. Fuck you guys. Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, similar.
God damn.
Why did your watch go off though? He's still been after that. Like,
it goes off every hour on the hour.
Why would you that to yourself?
That's how I bought it. Amazon for 10 bucks. Don't fucking come at me like that.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't even say anything.
Is it Casio?
I made that shit up because I was making fun of your BlackBerry.
No, it's TPW.
They didn't fucking have Amazon in the early 90s?
These fucking guys know everything about you. Everything you order, they build up. That's how when you're looking through shit and you say, oh, I want a Toyota, a whole bunch of Toyota shit pops up.
Yeah.
Bro, it's real out here in these streets.
It's big data.
Oh, I believe you, Adam.
So don't fucking try to shit on me in my situation.
I didn't say anything. I've been quiet.
You know what? We all grew up different ways, but we're all here at this fucking table right now. So don't fucking come at me like you're better than me or something.
First of all, I didn't say anything about your watch. It was over here somewhere. You come at me.
God, did you guys use the restroom at school? Like, did you guys just take a dump? That's cool.
I've never shit
all the fucking time.
Yeah, that's because earlier you guys were talking about. Do you guys remember memories? I'm like, I remember fucking avoiding.
I remember calling my mom one time, telling her I was
fucking
sick,
taking a dump at the restroom.
No, this is a
that
thing.
That shit always was disgusting
because these little fucks would try to crawl underneath and like they thought they were funny and all that shit.
Dude,
like
we used to throw shit over the stalls. All the time.
Shit like, or like when you're pissing at the urinal, they would fucking kick you in the back. Maybe I just got picked on, but
yeah, I don't remember that one. That's
because I look like it's not my fault. I look like a Filipino Harry Potter.
What?
I remember.
You haven't seen that picture?
No. Yeah, you did show me last week.
I got in trouble for fucking getting my buddy's sandwich, and fucking we went in the restroom and fucking he peed inside of it, and I put it inside the drop, like where you return the books. And we thought that was the funniest thing ever.
He peed in what? A bag? A sandwich bag
with the sandwich in it. And then he fucking
put
it in the drop under the book.
Where the fuck did you grow up?
Fucking Terrace Elementary, dude. It's a fucking chill. We used to be bad kids, dude. They split up me and my buddy Adam and Randy.
They had a wall for us to sit on.
We would always get pink tickets. Well, treasure box if I didn't get a trophy for a week. That was pretty bad.
Look at us now.
I know. Look at you now. You're a stand-up citizen.
I kick fucking bums out of my city now.
All of a sudden, my city. You've been there for fucking a month, if that.
I'm just trying to piss you guys off. God, Jesus Christ.
Don't even start. He's wearing
that's like really weird. Everything.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's from here. What are you talking about? That's Corona.
Why are you so sad, Martin?
I know. I want one of those shirts.
I'll hook you up. I told you. Fuck.
I don't want to be hooked. I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, nah. You're tripping.
That's not a hookup thing.
Well, I think Martin needs to change his diaper, so we should wrap this up. All right.
God damn. It's a pamper. It's a pull-up, fuck. Not a fucking diaper. They're made different. They don't have straps. You just pull them up. Seven, it's supposed to be like chonies.
125idiot.com. My life be like, ooh.